Welcome to The Fountain, where it's our desire to connect with God, to grow in Jesus, and to engage the world in His name. As you listen to this message, we pray that you allow God to speak to your heart, and that His words might motivate you to life change. Come to The Fountain, a place where you belong.
Are you ready? Well, I'll tell you what, if that didn't wake you, if you were asleep, that woke you up. But I hope you weren't asleep. That was some good worship. And it's not done. This is opening up our hearts and minds to worship the living God, to call Him great, to recognize that He is that in our lives as we move into this time together, these next 21 days, which starts tomorrow. I've given you the Super Bowl party, okay? So you can eat all you want through the Super Bowl party, but then it starts in the morning, amen? And we go through the 23rd, that our hearts and our minds and our emotions will be all aligned together as one body of believers in this local community to cry out to God, to hear from God, not just for us as a church, but for you. This is an opportunity. So you have to come in here and say, I'm ready. I'm ready. Because this is how we fight our battles. And we have battles ahead. Let me tell you, you're about to go into 21 days of honest, sincere, transparent, humble prayer before God. And I promise you, the enemy is waiting to come to you. The enemy is waiting to distract you. The enemy is waiting for you to take your eyes off of the Lord. And he's going to tell you lies like you haven't heard before. And guess what? We will be susceptible to believe them and fall victim to them. But we have to lift each other up. We're surrounded by Him. He's going to fight for us. He's going to fight with us. But guess what? He's given us each other. And we fight for each other in this time. So God will bring someone, and maybe you need to be intentional about those names that God is bringing to your heart, and you lift them up at that moment. Don't wait. Pray without ceasing. God brings somebody to your mind, there's a reason for it. So you pray for them right now. You don't know why. You don't know what for. But God does, and that's all you need to know sometimes. Is that God does, and He's brought them to your heart for a reason. So lift your brother, lift your sister up in prayer when He brings them to your mind. Because the next 21 days are going to be hard for all of us. Don't think that you got this. Don't say, I got this. Don't say that. Because you only got it so far as the Lord is with you. He is your strength in these moments, because I promise you will be weak. And you know what? His greatest victories come in you when you are weak. Because in your weakness, then you surrender. In your weakness, then you relent. In your weakness, you yield to His Spirit, and He comes on and He makes your strength. He provides for you. So don't be afraid to be weak. Just know where to go when you're weak. And if the devil comes, you have the right by Scripture to say, be gone, devil. You have the right to say, you have no place here in my home, in my life, in my children's life, in my church. You have no place there, because we have won the victory. Now we're going to fight the battle so others can have the victory, right? So are you ready? Are you ready to embark on this journey together? Not just you by yourself, not just you and your spouse, but us as a church. Are you ready to leave no doubt at the throne of God, who has your heart, who has your life? Are you ready to tell God, not just tell God, but show God, I leave no doubt that people will know who I love, who I am for? Are we ready to show God how we can align our hearts to be and do what He desires of us? Are we ready for a shift to happen in saying it's important to acting like it's important? Stop saying it if you're not going to act it out. Don't say it. Don't say I'm a Christian if it's only going to be part-time. Don't say I'm following Christ if part of the day you're not. Do you believe that you will be closer to God, more like Jesus, and have a greater sensitivity to the Holy Spirit? You have to go into this believing that can happen, because that's what God desires. Not just now, but this is a time for us to get really serious about it together. I believe that for you, and I pray you will believe it for yourself. If we believe that and walk in it, then there is nothing we can't accomplish with God. In our own strength, yes, but with God's strength, there's nothing we can't accomplish. What's our scripture? John 3:30. He must, and we must. He must. There's only a few of you saying it. Come on now. Let's get together. We're in this together, right? He must. We must. He must. We must. Increase is the focus, church, of our corporate prayer. Increase, that God will increase in your life as an individual, and then when we come together as the body of Christ, He increases in this church, because that's what we want people to see. I hope you will have some of your own personal supplications to present to God. I know that you do, and you should. These things in your life, you want victory, you want breakthrough, you want healing, you want the bonds of sin to break, you want all these things. And not just for you, but for your family and your friends, pray those things. But there are a few things that we need to be praying together, that we need to be aligned together in praying for. And I hope that you will pray, but we are asking everyone participating with us to abstain from some kind of food. So if you're going to be praying, we want you, by doctor's orders, please check, you know, if you're on certain medications and you have certain foods that you have to take, or your blood sugar gets low, or whatever it is, make sure that you're following the doctor's orders. But there is always something food-wise we can abstain from. I want us to all be on the same page. And then align our hearts. Align our hearts as we humble ourselves and seek God in praying for the same things. As we change some of our priorities, as we change some of our behaviors, and you got these things, and if you didn't, there's some still out there, your prayer journal guide, and or your 21 days of fasting and prayer, and then the Leave No Doubt questions, 31. If you didn't get one of those, pick them up. Because these are the things I'm not asking you to change. God is asking you to change. So He seeks, you're seeking Him in these things. These questions are just to prompt some thoughts in your heart as you talk to God about these things. So as some of our priorities change, as some of our behaviors change, as some of our lifestyles change, and allow God to be more and us to be less, because that's what has to happen, right? Change has to occur if God isn't first. So first of all, it takes a change of heart and mind that, yes, God should be first. God should increase. So then now how does God increase in my life? Through these behaviors and these changes. And anytime God increases, we benefit. Anytime God increases, we win. Anytime God increases, we are better for it. And not only us, church, but those whose lives we touch, that we're called to go out and make disciples of. Because they get more of God through us. And we all win. When God increases, His people align their hearts and lives to do what God desires us to do. And that's what our heart's desire is. I don't care what it is. If it's small group or Sunday school. If it's whatever it is that God has asked us to do, that we do it with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, because it's about what He wants, not what we want. Grant and I, through, I believe, God placed it on my heart in a number of ways. Grant and I are leaving in the morning at about 6:30 for a Next Level conference in Savannah for 2 days. And it just came about on Thursday and Friday. I had no intention of it, but in two different ways it came to my attention. And I asked God about it, and then I asked our leadership about it, if it was okay for us to depart for a couple days. It's Next Level conference about ministry. What is our next level? What is our next step here at the Fountain? And so God's got something to speak to us there. I fully believe it. Through workshops, through main sessions, through connecting with some other folks who are there for the same reason. We're going to come away being spoken to by God through other people. He's got a message for us. I don't know what it is yet, but He's got a message for us. So we'd ask that you pray for that while we're away, our travel away from our families, take care of our families, but we'll leave on Monday morning and we're going to come back really late Tuesday night. So it's just a two-day conference, but we're going to make it a quick one for us. But we would covet your prayers on that. Fountain Church, I am asking you to make this a matter, this matter over the next 21 days. This must matter to all of us. We can't do this without you. Did you know that? Well, they don't need my input. They don't need my service. They've got enough. They don't need my money. It takes all of us to do what God's asked us to do. Even if one is out of place, even if one won't go, then we're not all in it together. We can't do this without you. We have to have all hands on deck. We have to have every soldier at their post. All eyes on the prize, meaning God. Charlie got me to watch a movie the other night. I don't know if you've seen it. It's called Troop Zero. You ever seen it? About this little Girl Scout troop, which had one boy in it. And it was in this remote town called Wiggly? What was it, Charla? Wiggly, Georgia. I don't even know if that's a place. It's Wiggly, Georgia, okay? And it was just one little girl who was just odd, but she brought a bunch of odd other friends together, and they created this troop. And Troop Zero, they were outcast kind of thing. They were people who were looked on as losers, people who were the least of these, and they were looked down upon, and actually, through the movie, they experienced that from other peers and adults. But this little girl was relentless. She wasn't going to let anybody stop her. She believed that there's aliens. And there are, really, you know, did you know that? And they live among us. They do. Because you and I are aliens. That's what Scripture calls us, strangers to this world. And that's what an alien is. But she believed in real aliens, like there was, and she said, but she said that she was trying to bring people together. And in this little metaphor of her friends that were looked upon as losers, she said, together we're stronger. But she used this in light of trying to connect with outer space. She said, our signal is stronger together. So we're not just stronger together. When we come together as a force for God, God is strong. His signal is stronger through us. He gets glorified and lifted up through us so people see, wow, that church is on fire for God. They're on fire to serve their community. That can't be anything else but the love of God in them. That's the signal that we're promoting. That's the signal that we're giving off to people. Is God through us. So what are we praying for? I know you've been sitting on the edge of your seat. And I'm only going to take a few more minutes. Here's what I want you to pray for. And I'll be sending these out later today and or Monday. I need you to pray for our pastors, elders, and leaders. I know you do that. Some of you do that on a regular basis. But I need everybody praying for us every day over the next 21 days. Because we are the ones that God is speaking to and leading. And we can't get it wrong. We want to be in tune with God. So pray for your pastors, pray for your elders, pray for your lay leaders. Whether you know each of their names or not, pray for their wisdom and courage to hear from God concerning His church, the Fountain. For evil to stay away, for provision and health for our families, for a unified spirit in hearing from God and the courage to lead, even though it's hard sometimes. I came across this article that I get, and it said anything, 12 things a church pastor cannot do. One is, we can't read minds. Okay? Can't read minds. Everybody knows that, but many church members hold pastors accountable for the unstated expectations, right? We can't be everywhere. So that's why it's a priesthood of all believers, that we are called to minister to people. So it's everybody reaching out to everybody when God calls us. A pastor can't change your heart. Only God can. A pastor can't know everything. While we study hard and we try to interpret God, what He has for us, we don't know everything. I know that's shocking. But I don't know everything. Pastor Grant doesn't know everything. We can't please everybody. Even Jesus couldn't do that. We can't live sinless. Nobody can, including you. We are all susceptible to temptation, and Scripture says no one is exempt. We can't grow churches. Only God can through the commitment and us getting on board together to be the church. God grows the church as we walk in obedience to what He's called us to. We can't multiply dollars. Can't do it. Just can't do it. It reminds me of that in It's a Wonderful Life. Before the building and loan was about to shut down, if they were out of money before 6 o'clock, before they closed the doors, they were going out of business. And so they were down to $2, Mama Dollar and Daddy Dollar. And they put them in a basket and put them in the safe and said, make babies. Okay? That doesn't work that way, right? It doesn't work that way. Only by our obedience and God's blessing can we do that. We can't escape mistakes. We all make mistakes. Let's have grace, right? God's grace. We will all mess up sometime, often unintentionally and even unknowingly. Let's extend grace. We can't avoid favoritism sometimes. You know, the pastor can't be best friends with everybody, right? We have our friends. God has brought people into our lives for seasons. We can't reveal everything sometimes. There are things that are part of our meetings and our times that just God has given us to keep in that place. It's not meant for everybody. It's like God won't impart. Not that we're God, we're not, but we have God in us. We pray that sometimes we need to move forward and say that this is what God's called us to. Let's do it. I don't have to know why all the time. And the other thing is we can't ignore sin. No matter how much we want to sometimes, like sweep it under the rug because there's conflict maybe with it, or someone, if we approach, they might leave. We can't ignore sin, because if we do, we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing to unify the church. And Satan gets into all of us, right? We all have cracks. We all have places where Satan gets in. So I need you to be praying for your leaders. Number two, this 21 days of fasting and prayer is about increase, God increasing. But then I think God's asked us to be committed to these things of increase. We need to increase in the number of people participating in discipleship. We need to pray about that, that more people, and maybe that's you. Maybe that's a personal prayer that you have with God. God, help me be committed and get on board with growing in Christ with other people. That means meeting together for more of studying God's word and encouraging others to work it out and walk it out. If we are growing spiritually, then we are not, if we're not growing spiritually, then we're not going to accomplish much for the kingdom. We need to increase in the number of people committing to join us on our journey. That means you look around, you see some of those seats that are empty? We got to fill those seats with people who are going to join us on this journey. We need to increase in the number of salvations and baptisms this year. 2020 is going to be more than we've ever seen before here at the Fountain Church. Not just for the Fountain Church, for the kingdom of God. We have to do our part. We have to reach people, disciple people, bring others to Christ. The baptistry shouldn't be hidden in that closet all the time. It should be out here ready to be used. Right? We need to increase in our tithes and offerings and extravagant giving. We need to, some of us, to move from giving nothing to giving something. Some of us need to move from something to tithing. Some of us need to move from tithing to generosity. And some of us need to move from generosity to an extravagant gift. We need to pray about that together, that God would raise up those people. And the third thing we need to pray about for us as a church is unwavering unity and solidarity in a hunger for God and a thirst to share the gospel. Out of our worship, when we are passionate and we hunger for God and we worship Him in that way, not just here with a song service, but in our lives as we lead them, then God gives us the thirst that's got to be quenched. That I can't Don Francisco said, and many of you probably don't know who that is, but he's an old acoustic guitar player, folksy kind of player back when I was growing up. He wrote a song called, I Gotta Tell Somebody. I got to tell somebody. It's going to burst out of me. You ever got that way about something? It's about to come out of me. I've got to tell somebody about God. He is so good, just like my sister said. He's so good to me that I can't but help share that with somebody else. So here's what I want to do. I want us to pray together a few prayers right here and now. And Scripture describes how individuals fasted in preparation for fulfilling God's purpose and calling in their lives, such as Moses, who was called by God to deliver his people out of Egypt. That's a big task. In Exodus, it describes how he fasted during one of those most significant times in his life. Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights without eating bread or drinking water, and he wrote on the tables of the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And in Luke, it describes how Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit when he entered the wilderness to be tempted. It describes results how he walked out in the wilderness after 40 days of fasting in the power of the Spirit. Do you believe that you have the power of the Holy Spirit in you? When you come out of this fast and during this fast, you need to believe that it will be even powerful, that you'll be able to know how to use the power of the Spirit even more. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to bow your heads and I want you to close your eyes and I'm going to pray this prayer. Dear Father, how priceless is your unfailing love. You have fearfully and wonderfully created us. You have ordained all our days and written them in your book before we were born, Lord. All your thoughts towards us are precious. We praise you because we are your handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, ones you have prepared in advance for us to do, Lord. We come before you today to humble ourselves before you, submitting to your will for our lives. Because of you, Father, surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. Let us be devoted to living out your will on earth, to be more concerned with storing up treasures in heaven than on earth. Lead us, Lord, in the way we should go. Direct our steps and fulfill your plans for our lives. Let our feet run swiftly to follow after you. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, we need to be praying, seeking God's understanding and wisdom, right? And being okay with what he gives. In the Old Testament, Daniel's experience is seeking understanding for a vision he received from God. He said, I, Daniel, was worn out. I lay exhausted for several days. Then I got up and went about the king's business. I was appalled by the vision. It was beyond understanding. He got one, but he did not know how to understand it. It goes further to explain. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting and in sackcloth and ashes, prayed the Lord my God and confessed. And as he did, God sent the angel Gabriel with a message. He instructed me and said to me, Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding. As soon as you began to pray, a word went out, which I have come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed. Therefore, consider the word and understand the vision. On our way, church, God will impart to you. God will give you a peace that it's going to be okay. God will give you an answer. God will give you wisdom. But sometimes he's just going to have to say, you're going to have to wait. And he's going to give us a peace to wait. So like Daniel, we can turn to fasting and prayer and receive understanding and beyond our abilities to comprehend. Okay, Lord, I don't know why, but I feel it that I just got to do it. And we do it. Pray with me right now. Dear Father, all praise and honor and glory belong to you, our immortal, invisible, unshakable, immovable, only true and living God. You are the revealer of all mysteries and the source of all wisdom and knowledge. In you are all the secrets of the universe, yet you grant us to know the mysteries of your kingdom. You reveal the deep things of the darkness and bring utter darkness into light. Thank you for hearing us when we pray and for giving us understanding when we ask you. For sending your word to us and entrusting us with your truth. We praise you for revealing the true knowledge of God's mystery, Christ himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Like you responded to Daniel, Lord, send your word to give us understanding. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said. We need to pray for resistance to temptation. All of us face temptation in life. Even Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, except he did not succumb to it. He is our example of using the word of God, our bread of life, to fight the battles of the devil. In Matthew 4, it's described, then Jesus was led by the Spirit to the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. Yes, he was. Like Satan tempted Eve in the garden with food, he first tempted Jesus with food. The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. We got to hear from God. And although Eve could eat from every tree in the garden except for one, in order to obey God, she gave in to temptation and ate from it. But unlike Eve, who had plenty to eat, Jesus was without food in the wilderness. His food was his Father's word. Yet through fasting and obeying his Father's word, he resisted temptation and defeated the schemes of the evil one. Pray with me right now. Dear Father, you are a righteous, a holy, and a just God. You are awesome and blameless in all your ways. Lead us into the way of your righteousness. Help us, Lord, to walk in your obedience so that we may live and flourish and extend our days. Father, strengthen us to fix our eyes on Jesus. Let your word equip us to follow his example in resisting temptation. Deliver us, Father, from the schemes of the evil one, for you know how to rescue your godly ones. Help us take refuge in the shadow of your wings. We praise you that with every temptation, you are faithful to give us a way to escape it. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said. And then we need to pray for mercy. Scripture describes times when God was moved by fasting. So much so, instead of sending judgment, he granted mercy. Amazing story is found in Jonah chapter 1, where God asked Jonah to go to Nineveh to preach against it because of its wickedness before God. And unlike his previous experience, where he ran from it, he ran away and ended up inside a big fish. This time, he obeyed, though. Jonah preached of the coming judgment to the city of Nineveh. He did what God asked him to do. That's all God asked him to do, and he did it. To which they responded from the greatest to the least by believing God, fasting, and putting on sackcloth. And as the story goes, when God saw what they had did, they turned from their evil ways. He relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened. Through our hearts and our fasting, we can align with God's heart because God's desire is to extend grace and mercy to those who turn from their evil ways. But the other side is true. If they do not, judgment and devastation and desolation will come upon any who does not trust the Lord. It is our job to stand in the gap and pray for those people. And there are many of them. The way to Jesus, the way to heaven is narrow and it's hard. The way to destruction is wide and very many people find it. It's our job to limit that by the power of the Holy Spirit. So let's pray together. Dear Father, with a compassionate, merciful God you are, all your ways are perfect. Lord, we come before you to humble ourselves at your feet, asking you to bring mercy where judgment has been earned. We are deeply sorry for allowing our hearts to be led astray by our own desires and the things of this world, for the ways we have turned away from you and sinned against you and you alone. Although we have been disobedient and our sinfulness deserves punishment, Lord. You forgive and pardon those who humble themselves before you. Where judgment is warranted, you give mercy. Forgive us, Lord, and be merciful to us. Soften our hearts, God, to be tender towards you, to seek your face, and to long for your presence in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to share, I'm going to go ahead and ask the band to come on back up. I want to share, today is mine and Charlotte's 29th anniversary. Yeah. I don't know how she's done it for 29 years, let me tell you. Thank you. But like she is her normalcy, and as good as she is, and I've told you that she's a wordsmith, she always finds the right card. She gave me a card. It was sitting at my sink this morning when I got up. It was sitting there. And it says, I still forever do. Then it says, I still do for all the reasons I fell in love with you and the hundreds more I've discovered since then. I still do for all the wonderful moments we've shared and those that lie ahead. So that means she's sticking with me. I still do for all the countless ways you've made my life better than I ever thought possible. Happy anniversary. And I believe God gave it to her, not just for us, but for me to give to you to remind us. Jesus, I still do. For all the reasons I fell in love with you and the hundreds more I've discovered since then. Jesus, I still do. For all the wonderful moments we've shared and those that lie ahead. Jesus, I still do for all the countless ways you've made my life better than I ever thought possible. It's because of Jesus. I still do. And we all need to make that commitment. Every day it's hard. Every day it's an opportunity to fail or succeed. Every day it's an opportunity to fall into temptation or to call it off and say, devil, get out of here. I've got a way of escape. And if we do, Jesus is right there with his arms open, waiting for us to remember that he loves us, that he died for us. Jesus, I still do love you. Jesus, I still want you. Jesus, I still know that there's many more moments that I have with you walking this earth until the day you call me home, until the day you come back to get us. I still do believe in you. I still do love you. And I want to show you. The band's going to sing a song called I Surrender All. Opportunity for you right now, going into this prayer and fasting, just go ahead and surrender. We're here together. Whatever it is you need to surrender right from your seat, or I'm going to be standing up here and I'm going to ask, where's Tim? Tim, what, some of you prayer warriors, I want you to come up here. And if people need some prayer to help surrender, then you be here to pray for them. If you don't know Jesus, he wants you to know that he still loves you too. He still believes in you too. And today could be your day for salvation. Today could be your day to embark on a journey that is incredible. And so today could be that day too. So as they sing this song, you have this opportunity. Lord, I recommit. I surrender today. I lay it down because I don't have any control. I can't do it anymore. Or Lord, I want to receive your grace and your mercy and your salvation, the joy of your salvation today. We've got some of our prayer warriors right here, and they'll be glad to pray with you. So as this song is sung, I'd like everybody to stand right now. We're going to sing it together, and we're going to surrender together.